WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:03, it's partly cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In state news, Governor Terry Branstad has ordered flags in Iowa to be flown at half-staff this Friday in honor of a U.S. Marine from Iowa who was killed in Afghanistan. 22-year-old Corporal Zachary Reif of Preston was injured in a roadside bombing on November the 18th. He died 3 days later at a hospital in Germany. Branstad issued the order to fly flags in the state at half staff from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, the day of Reif's funeral in Preston. Reif, a 2007 graduate of the Preston High School, was assigned to the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment in 29 Palms, California. News time is 8:03.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A cow owned by a southwest Iowa farmer has given birth to a trio of calves. The rare event occurred on a farm owned by Max and Harriet Griffey of rural Farragut. According to experts, the odds of a beef cow giving birth to triplets is 1 in 100,000. Another rarity, the cow on the Griffey farm is nursing the calves by herself. The two male and female calves are doing well, according to Griffey, and at 3 weeks of age are beginning to eat some grain and hay. Griffey told the Omaha World-Herald he's been raising livestock for over 45 years. That's the first set of triplets he's had delivered by a cow. The same cow has previously given birth to twins on more than one occasion. A Kansas-based company has bought the Beatrice, Nebraska biodiesel plant in southeast Nebraska for $5 million. Flint Hill Resources, LLC, submitted the only bid at a bankruptcy auction Tuesday in Lincoln. Flint Hills is a subsidiary of Koch Industries, Incorporated. Construction of the $52.5 million plant began in August of 2007, but it never started operations, and bankruptcy was declared in 2008. Among Flint Hills' other operations, it has ethanol plants in four Iowa communities, including Menlo here in western Iowa. A Flint Hills spokesman declined to release other details of the acquisition or Flint Hills' plan for the Beatrice plant. Flint Hills is based in Wichita, Kansas. The president of the Iowa Senate and an Iowa congressman attended a community college roundtable discussion held in Atlantic earlier this week. The event at Iowa Western Community College Monday evening included Senator Jack Kibbe and Congressman Leonard Boswell, both of whom proclaimed to be advocates for community colleges. The two Democrats and a handful of visitors listened to a presentation by Iowa Western Design Technology Program instructor Joseph Vanstrom before asking some questions and making a few statements about how community colleges receive a disproportional amount of funding from the state as compared to state universities, private colleges, and K-12 schools. Boswell, who traveled back to Washington, D.C., Tuesday, said he would be holding conversations about what he learned during his visit to Iowa Western and other community colleges throughout the state. He said that both he and Kibbe want to do what they can to help create jobs despite the budget act's cut, which hangs over their heads. Vanstrom told them there can't be jobs without an investment in education. Kibbe acknowledged that community colleges are underfunded as compared to other institutions of higher learning.
Just as an example, the school year we're in right now, the average Iowa community college student, and I'm talking about state dollars, it's $1,948 per student, and 267 of that number is local property tax. And compare that to the average Iowa tuition grant student in a private college this school year. Is $2,575 per Iowa student average, whether it's Buena Vista, Lamoni. I'm not putting those people down, but you know, in the community colleges. Their funding is not based on per pupil like K-12.
State universities receive a total of $10,233 per pupil. Neither private colleges nor state universities receive any of their funds from property taxes. K-12 schools receive more than $2,580 per pupil from property taxes for a total of $7,881, and that includes state aid and ARA, Education Stabilization Funds. Both Boswell and Kibbe said they were excited to learn about Iowa Western's Design Technology Program, which received a $65.2 million grant from Siemens PLM Software, a business unit of Siemens Industry Automotive Division, and local investments of more than $600,000. The college held a ribbon-cutting ceremony in September to celebrate the new two-year degree program. And the next president of Iowa State University lists the affordability of higher education in Iowa as one of his top concerns. Stephen Leith says the state should set a goal for all Iowa students who graduate from a public university to do so debt-free.
We're over $20,000 a student away from that goal, but I think we can move towards it if we take a multifaceted approach.
According to the independent research organization, the Project on Student Debt, graduates of Iowa colleges have among the highest debt in the nation. In 2010, the average ISU graduate had more than $30,000 in debt. Leith said the problem won't be fixed immediately, but several steps should be taken now to turn things around.
I would expect in our next capital campaign, student aid will be a big part of the focus of that. We also have to do a good job showing that if we can raise money, we expect the state to do their part and contribute to need-based financial aid, especially in the middle-class area.
Research shows the student debt load is growing fastest among those from middle-class families. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, officials in two more cities have shut down local Occupy Wall Street encampments. In L.A., police arrested more than 200 protesters and dismantled tents during an early morning raid on the Occupy L.A. site outside of City Hall. Police say the arrests were mainly peaceful with no injuries. About 50 protesters were arrested overnight in Philadelphia. And an Arizona gun club is offering a chance for children and their families to pose for photos with Santa Claus while holding pistols and military-style rifles. Ron Kennedy, general manager of the Scottsdale Guns Club, said that his customers have been looking for a fun and safe way to express their holiday spirit and a passion for firearms. News time is 8:10.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In the funeral announcements, 90-year-old Gail Dolch, a lifelong Cass and Montgomery County farmer, died Friday. Funeral services for Gail Dolch will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 71-year-old Ronald Thrain of Harlan died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Ronald Thrain will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 71-year-old Robert Hatfield of Hamlin and formerly of Panora died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Hatfield will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. 75-year-old Walter Kilworth of Exira died Saturday. Funeral services for Walter Kilworth will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 84-year-old Betty Madsen of Audubon died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Madsen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 83-year-old George Sipker of Audubon died Tuesday. Funeral services for George Sipker will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Hockenbury, England Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And 92-year-old Helen Tam of Panora died last Wednesday. Funeral services for Helen Tam will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you this hour by First National Bank with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.